Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yep. Welcome back.
You either go to
top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 22nd, 2024. It's Monday with Mitzi. Okay. We're coordinating the Jerry Reed thing, I guess. We're trying to do that. So maybe we can do, I don't know. Maybe I'll throw a selection up and we can just pick and choose, whatever works. Bumping in, bumping out, whatever works. But, you know, the best of Jerry Reed. Got two. I can grab some more. Whatever works. Anyway, welcome back, Mitzi.
Thank you, Christopher. I think Jerry Reed is a good way to start a week.
Yeah, I agree. Hard to go wrong. And there are a number of Jerry Reed hits that I think, I don't know, many of us have forgotten, probably. Don't, you know, and in some cases never heard of. You know, we talked about Eastbound and Down. We did that a little bit because you said we got a long way to go and I don't want to, you know, dumpster dive too much. And so obviously Eastbound and Down comes to mind. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But we talked about Amos Moses. Guitar Man is another one. I mentioned some others. She Got the Gold Mine. I Got the Shaft. You said, I don't remember that one. So I said we should play that one. When You're Hot, You're Hot. We talked about that one. That one I think is pretty well remembered. For those who know. Anyway, there are many others. And the storyteller that he was, you know, I mean, I think that was, it was fun to listen.
I know. Storytelling is an amazing art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like that little story I read before the break. I mean, you know, stories convey messages in a way that hopefully it plants seeds and helps you remember things better than just basic advice, if you know what I mean.
I think I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Yeah.
Well, yep. We'll see if we can mix in a little storyteller Jerry Reed at some point. I'll throw some more stuff up real quick and see what we can do. So
yeah, we kind of started, you know, it's interesting. We kind of started this whole thing, Mondays with Mom, because we both agreed that nobody shares stories about, you know, about their past and their history the way that they should. And that was kind of part of our conversation, even just to begin with. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not good about that. Nobody needs to know. Need to know, and nobody needs to know. Maybe. I'm notoriously guarded and private.
Yes, you are.
But you know what? It used to be that was normal. That was appropriate. You didn't go around sharing stuff in histrionic fashion. So you know, speaking of that, I shared with you over the weekend a couple of Mad TV videos. Stephanie Weir's character, Penelope Dot Goddard, from back in the day.
I watched those. That was
like when she meets Oprah, Deborah Wilson's character.
Yeah.
And everyone has a special talent. Do you want to show us yours, Dot? No. Michael McDonald's like, no, don't do that. I can make half myself fall asleep. Watch Rock-a-bye Baby. What's happening? I'm having a nightmare. Stephanie Ware is a very talented person.
I forgot to feed your gerbil and it ate its foot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. Where do they come up with that stuff, right?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I mean, Mad TV was, gosh, you know, was it predictive programming? Is life happy to imitate art now? Who knows? But, wow. You know, just, I mean, I don't know how much of that you remember, but you saw some of those.
Uh-huh.
You know, the lowered expectations skit that they used to do.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. Those were uh-huh. hilarious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is the crazy kid and, you know, they're there with Oprah because their other daughter is in space. She's on a mission.
The twin sister, Karen.
Yeah. And so, you know, Dad was Michael McDonald's character supposed to go to space and he didn't go. And, you know, Dot says, yeah, he threw up in his helmet. You know, he says that I didn't acclimate well or something like that to the, training or whatever. And she says, he threw up in his helmet. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. And Michael McDonald says something like, shut up. And Oprah says, man, those are really harsh words. Does that, you know, does that bother you, Dot? And she says, no, people throw up all the time. Just obtuse. Just 80, whatever. Shiny.
ADOS.
Something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got a kick out of that.
So we're supposed to play golf next month?
Yeah, we are.
And I'm thinking maybe I'll let my angry beard hairs grow out before then and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know I need to start practicing. I had quite a bit of fun last week when I was in Phoenix at Pop Stroke. You know, you buy a pass for the day and there's two different 18 hole mini golf courses at this, you know, they have these adult play areas, which is something I thought was a good idea a long time ago, you know, to have like a whole area based around being able to play games. And I actually went to two of them last week when I was down there. One was Chicken and Pickle, which was the chicken was food and the pickle was pickleball. And that was a big complex that had a whole lot of games in it. And then the other one was the Pop Stroke. And so I did some practicing on my short game and that was quite a bit of fun. So it's time to get out there. That's all I got to say. It's time to get out there.
Hmm. These are interesting things.
Right.
Interesting things.
Yep, and the Pop Stroke is the Tiger Woods.
You're right.
Deal, and it was fun. I was glad I went.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, we're gonna play real golf together.
We are gonna play real golf together.
You and your sons. It's gonna be Happy Gilmore meets. I don't know. It'll be Happy Gilmore meets Caddyshack. Probably a little Tin Cup. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
It'll be lots of fun. That's what it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of my very happiest times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's just something about it, you know? There's just something about it that makes it amazing and special.
Well, everybody needs to brush up on their lines. That's all I have to say beforehand. If we're going to quote Caddyshack, then we need to be accurate, so...
Well, I'll just listen. Because, you know, you can't get a word in edgewise when you start going off with those lines and your siblings, you know.
Yeah, it's like Furbies in the trunk.
Yeah.
They just start going.
Oh, yeah.
What is that noise? Oh, they're still at it.
You know, your sister in Seattle likes to play a game called Musical Terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys play Movie Terrorism. Musical, too, but definitely movie. All you have to do is hint to one line in a movie, and it's all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
we
fun.
We recreate the whole movie right before our very eyes.
Sure. You love that. When
I do.
We were growing up, you thought it was so much fun when we would do that. You would say, can we watch the movie? Can we just watch the movie? Or would you rather reenact it?
Well, now I love it. It's really fun. It's really fun. Hopefully I've gotten less serious as time has gone on.
Well, it's not bad.
No. No, it's not bad. So you want to talk about Tiger's new golf line, Sunday Red?
Sunday Red. I think, you know, it will be interesting to see if Scottie Scheffler is donned, if he has donned Sunday Red come May Day. Which is just, well, you know, somebody has a birthday coming up too around that time, but.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
Somebody does. It's a meaningful one.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
isn't it interesting to, you know, it's really interesting to me, the birthday thing, lots more than other celebration days, because, you know, just to ask people what they think about their birthday. I mean, you know, the age that they're turning, you know, some people hate getting older. Some people don't want to talk about it. Some people don't want to celebrate it. Some people want to celebrate it a lot. Some people like surprise parties. Some people hate surprise parties. I mean, I think talking to people about their birthdays is very revealing, don't you?
I don't want to talk about it. You know, it can be. Yeah, actually. I think so. Yeah. You're talking about like the perspective, how I view it, if I want to, what I want to do and things like that. Yeah, it is interesting. It is an interesting window into the person.
One of the thoughts I had was to get a group of friends together and go to a thrift store and have everybody take a $20 bill and try to find 80s clothes with polyester and padded shoulders and all sorts of things, and then go to happy hour somewhere in our new outfits. Or even better yet, you know, draw names and shop for outfits for each other and go to happy hour in 80s outfits. I mean, you know, I'm... my mind is kind of going off into these crazy places.
Well, that, it kind of sounds fun.
I know.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, we were talking. I was telling you that I recently rewatched one of my favorite old videos, Reba McEntire video, Why Haven't I Heard From You? And it's all based in a hair salon. So, you know, of course, that's right down my my alley, yeah. so to speak. And it's all based in a hair salon, and lots of shots with wigs but it's all these wonderful overstated clothes, and I just have so much fun going there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it materializes, something like that.
Yep. Well, we don't want to plan too far ahead, you know.
No.
We got to make it interesting, but I'm working on it. I'm thinking about it.
So I want to back up for a moment. You know, speaking of Sunday Red, I'm very serious. I mean, I think that the natural, I think it's really interesting that Scottie Scheffler and Nellie Korda have both, you know, done what they've done recently. Scottie just finished off a fourth win in five starts with the RBC today after the weather delay yesterday. But I said when it was starting before the Masters, I said, you know, this kind of has the look of Byron Nelson's 11 win streak in 1945. And as we discussed, I think yesterday, you know, people tried to eschew that 11 win streak of Byron Nelson in 1945, saying that, you know, since it was the war years, it didn't really count the same. And I mean, I think anybody who plays golf, especially those who play competitive golf, would say it definitely counts. You know, if you win 11 in a row, you never had a bad start in basically a month's worth of golf rounds. That's really impressive.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, Scottie is just he's dialed in. You know, Byron Nelson talked about visualizing the shot and focusing and stuff like that. And I watched Scottie hit a water ball yesterday. I forget what hole that was on. Yeah, I don't remember. But the chatter was it was a mud ball, and so it peeled off a little to the left and went in the drink. And, you know, he hit his next shot, stuck it, and if it wouldn't have been quite as long as he hit it, it would have, he almost holed it and made the putt, so he parred the hole.
Wow.
And to recover like that, I mean, it's sort of a testament to how dialed in he is. And, you know, who can say how much the winning helps his concentration and focus, and how much of that, you know, you can just sort of coast on a little bit because the success breeds success. And when those kinds of things happen, you know, I mean, he's been pretty open about how fiercely competitive he is. He has a fairly amiable demeanor, which again, people have compared to Nelson. But he's fiercely competitive. He always has been. And he's not shy about saying that he hates losing and he loves competing and he loves winning. But I think it's more than just that. I think he's just dialed. And he doesn't seem to be, as a lot of people, you know, Brandel Chamblee, for example, people talk about how he's not caught up in all of the stuff. He's not caught up in the science and the data and the technology and not trying to tinker and stuff. He's just doing what works.
And he's humble.
Yeah.
Very.
Hope I'm a good dad, is what he says. Hope I'll be a good dad. So, pretty amazing. Win number four in the last five starts. If he's not wearing Sunday Red next week, I'll be surprised. It's possible, but it seems like a natural fit. Pun intended. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah.
There you go. Now, all the folks around South. Now, that's some storytelling.
Woohoo!
That's some storytelling. That's good stuff for Earth Day. Jerry Reed, the antidote to Earth Day.
Yes. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's fun. So I will be surprised if, it's possible, obviously. Wouldn't be surprising, but I really would be surprised if Scotty's not wearing Sunday Red. This is interesting timing. Like I said, it's also interesting that, you know, Scotty and Nelly Korda are doing the same thing at the same time, kind of breaking the same streak record. And with Scotty, obviously there's talk of Tiger. And, you know, that makes sense. Those comparisons. I mean, everybody's always, the guys, you know, guys on tour, the ones who are candid, you know, they know. I mean, I know that Patrick Cantlay, for example, has said that Tiger is, he doesn't move the needle. He is the needle. And that's a fact. You know, when he, whatever he does, man, the wind blows in his direction. So when he shows up, people show up. So, but to see what Scotty is doing and how he's just running away with stuff, you know, he looked like he was on cruise control yesterday. He eagled the second hole with a chip in, and you know, to see that, you kind of go, oh, well, this is how this day is going to go. Very impressive. Shoots an opening 69, then Friday shoots 65, then Saturday shoots 63, and then finishes off with a 68. That's, I mean, you know, pretty impressive.
Well, to me, it's inspirational, and I know that one of the things I mentioned before, when we talked earlier, is things like that. They give you hope. They inspire you to get up and do something. I mean, I don't know if they do that with everybody, but they sure do with me, because it's amazing what you can do if you put your mind to it. And I know one of the things that I was reading in this book I'm reading is that people like Tiger Woods and Scottie Scheffler, you know, they approach the game new every time, and they always learn and grow, and they never take themselves, you know, they never take themselves or their talents for granted. And that's what's inspirational to me. You know, it's just mastery. It's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's something sort of magical about what's happening. There are a lot of numbers that get thrown out. I think it was 65. What was it? 65 holes that in a row that he hadn't shot a five, shot four or better. So that means he's birdieing all the par fives or better. And, you know, I don't remember all of them, but that was one of them. Rounds under 70, not just under par, but under 70. He had a streak going on that. Bogey free, obviously, is another one. Speaking of the under five, I mean, just all kinds of these things. And, you know, it's just interesting to see. I mean, I don't know. I don't really want to get too far off down that rabbit trail, but, he was criticized a little bit for his putting for a while, because really that was the only thing, that was the only thing that was obvious, not a glaring weakness per se, but a thing that was not as much of a strength as everything else. And then he got that straightened out, which he talked about a little bit at the Masters. We will be right back. Stick around, folks. Right back after the short break. As they play that sugar
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, Factbit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. To watch the full video and see more information, use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
It was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised. The day I come home, found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share.
There you go.
Now listen, you ain't heard nothing.
Jerry
yet.
Reed, storyteller. That's quite a story.
Sounds like there's a story there.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, he's one of those people that does what he does and makes it look easy or sound easy.
I like it.
It's fun. So to the phones, to the phones we go.
Yay.
James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. Good morning. Yes, good morning, I'm a Jerry Reed fan.
Right on.
Good morning, Mitzi.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fabulous.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know his buddy Bobby Bear is still alive.
Right on.
Remember Bobby Bear? It was one of the last things he did was, yeah, Waylon Jennings, Bobby Bear, and Jerry Reed.
Mm-hmm. A
couple others.
Yeah.
So, well, we got sunshine here. How about you over there? You got sunshine?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sunny, nice sunny everywhere. Where I am, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, alrighty. I just want to wish you all a good morning, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, James,
you're
and
welcome.
You as well,
okay.
Sir. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks,
Karen. As always.
I know.
Bobby Bear is still alive.
That's cool to know.
Yeah.
I bet that video is a good one.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Or I find
I'll bet
it on
so
YouTube.
Too. Probably. So that reminds me of, I'm free associating a little bit, reminds me of your share of Leanne Morgan's stuff, Honey Boo Boo meets the Olympics. And, you know, in one of her bits, she talks about how she bought her husband tickets to concerts. This was their couple thing that they were doing. She's talking about love languages and stuff. And so concerts is, you know, a thing that they do. And she went to all of the oldies but goodies concerts and, you know, talking about how they all have these health issues and stuff. And probably should have hung it up 20 years ago, but sort of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of funny. She's, you know, doing the relatable bit. You know, she says she walks out in the, you know, what does she say? Tight hose and these. And she's like, oh, I thought about, oh, it's compression hose. That's what it is. And then he's got the thing in front, you know, and I thought, what is that thing? Oh, he has a hernia. That's right. And he just hasn't got the mesh yet. So.
Oh, was one of them heart? Was that the compression hose?
I think so.
Or
yeah.
Queen, yeah, heart, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hot. It's 100 degrees, and she's got the long sleeve thing on, and I understand. Anyway, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you wonder.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a thing, you know. I wonder, I do wonder, how come, I don't know, there's a point of diminishing return. What is that point? Who knows? Who can say? I guess it's for everyone to determine for themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, is there a cutoff for when you should not have a sports car anymore in your elder years?
Now we're going to have to play. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to chase down a little Joe Walsh, maybe. What do you think?
I think so.
My Maserati does 185. I lost my license. Now I don't drive.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Yep. Isn't it funny the things that you should have had when you were young, you couldn't afford, and so then when you can't afford it, you look ridiculous.
Sometimes, but that Sometimes. Doesn't stop some people.
I know.
And I'm just going to leave it at that. The dumpster's on fire, but I'm going to walk away.
You're really doing good today.
Well, you know, I will say this, and we will go back to the phones here in a second. But, you know, I got to say this. I think it's interesting what's happening. I, you know, it's so difficult. And I know you know, we want to keep on the sunny side of the street, but it's just, there is an encroachment. I feel like if we're not speaking to it, at least maybe we don't obsess about it. Maybe we don't, you know, but to pretend it doesn't exist when it's encroaching, when it's being pressed in all around us, I think that's probably not healthy either. So, you know, where's the balance? Again, who's to say? I think it's for each person to determine for themselves, but that's my perspective. But, you know, the example that comes to mind here is the things that have seem to have happened in, I don't know, definitely in the COVID era, but even more recently than that on the Golf Channel. It wasn't always like this. So they embraced sports betting, the whole, you know, PGA professional golf, they all embraced sports betting. It seemed like they embraced it. And then there was a walking back of that, as they say these days. So that's interesting. And then at the same time that they are embracing sports betting, but not, they're also running ads saying, if you have a problem with gambling, well, you know, instead of doing the disclaimer, why not just say we're not going to do this because we thought better of it? That seems a better position instead of doing both. That's schizophrenic. So there's that. That's interesting. And I'm noticing, you know, weird stuff like Gardasil commercials on the Golf Channel, which doesn't make any sense to me, or, you know, the blue pill commercials. And I want to say something very crass, but I won't. You know, those kinds of things, they just don't belong there. This is one of the last vestiges of family stuff, you know, and you shouldn't have to cover your children's eyes and ears for golf, for Pete's sake.
Right.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, you did good.
Back to the phones. Back to the phones. Murr in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Mitzi and Christopher. So nice to
Good
hear
morning.
Both of you. You say you'll turn into your 72nd year this coming week, you say, or 2 weeks or
Next
something?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was thinking of, and I was looking this up again, and we're in the year of the dragon, as the Chinese count time. Right, which is the position around the sun rather than the monthly thing by the constellations that the Western Zodiac people do. And if you read it into it, it's so entertaining, so funny, cracks you up, because the characteristics of the different animals are so fitting, you know? And so the year of the dragon, you're lucky and gifted and all this good stuff. It's very special, special year. And being your
70s.
Yeah, yeah, so you know about that. And I had imagined that I would call in and say this, and James in Vancouver would call in after and correct me because he's lived in China and would know more about it.
There you go.
He's already
we
called
got it
in,
switched
so,
around, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll Oops. Have to call in again. Yeah, but I just found that fascinating. And, okay, I've got to say it. There were some other things, but I had, you ever notice how the Talmud, you know, if you follow that, and whoever they say you must abhor is probably someone you really need to look into. You ever notice that?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. And so we learned that about World War II and some of the programs. Over the weekend, Matt with Michael Gaddy on Rebel Madman Radio, I mean, he does such great research about that in World War II and what we're told and what really happened. And so Hitler is so demonized, but you always got to get down to the bottom line. It's always about the currency. And what did he do for 10 years? Germany, well, it wasn't just him. It was actually a Jewish banker shocked that went along with the idea, wrote off the debt, and discontinued usury. They were usury-free for 10 years. That's why they're so hated. Like you're just saying now about these drug companies, and that's along the money line, too, you know. For advertising, it's an over control kind of thing, and but I had another movie. someone had pointed me to it. It's kind of a documentary type thing, and they said it's good, but then they didn't say anything about it. It's called Empire of Dust, and it's about the Chinese and the work ethic there in Africa. And Eddie is this very bright black man that is the linguist and translates for everybody, right? So it's pretty interesting, you know. You know, and Lang, I forget what the fellow, he's always kind of condemning Eddie for the Belgians having put in all the roadways and things, and the Africans didn't keep it up and, you know, keep it maintained, and how they were going to be there for 20 years and keep things maintained. But what was so downhearting sort of is the fact that they work around the clock. You know, there's no one day a week break, no Sabbath day for them. You know, so anyways, it was just interesting, and you might find it interesting or not, but it's not really homework, but I had to mention it since I've struck out three times now, so.
Interesting. Very interesting.
What's the name of it?
Empire of Dust.
I'll send it to Chris. I have his email, and I forget where it was being hosted, but it was kind of an awesome.
2011, South by Southwest, you know, con,
okay, you
et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it was kind of a big deal.
I guess, you know, I hadn't heard of it really, and just, I guess it was last weekend, someone posted it, so I made a point of watching it this last week, and I'm like,
right on.
Okay, I'm glad that's over, you know, another one. Another one of those, right? But that's what it is, an empire of dust, and centers around them getting the gravel. And
2 hours or whatever, I will never get back. Oh, well.
Right, right. One of those.
Alas. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just very interesting because, you know, lately I've seen how people will push back. Of course, like I was saying, World War II and Hitler and everything. And now the thing is, everybody's... because of the media, is down on this Q and Trump and anything to do with that, and it's sort of the same thing. So then that, I don't know, kind of ignites my intuitive need to know. So on my program, I had Good Lions films on Rumble, the greatest show on earth from last year, Rick Levere, I think his name is, and anyway, it's about Trump and what was done, and we all noticed that he took all these trips immediately in May of 2017, and then I guess the following year some other trips to meet all the different heads of state, and they called it the capitulation tour, and you know how his tweets were always, "We have everything." Well, they do, but instead of blackmailing, this is supposed to be white hats, white mailing. And Derek Johnson, you may be heard of him. He does some country singing, but he's also very, very knowledgeable about the law of war. And so he mixes that in there. And then Mike S. King kind of follows suit. So anyway, I'd covered that and got pushed back in the chat room. And I wasn't taking any callers, but one that had tried to call and was ready to dump all over everything. But I just thought it needed, and I did get an email today that someone, you know, listens to the archives, and they were very enthused, you know. So we just kind of need to push out the boundaries of what we think might be helpful, you know. So anyway, it's very interesting if you want to check that out or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You alluded to your show. Do you want to mention yours truly, Myrrh?
Thank you.
Sundays 2 to 4 Central.
Thank you. You did mention it for me. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I like now calling in and listening, and I have to kind of hold myself back from listening to too much RBN because then I work that into my show too. Different mm-hmm. people's opinions and things they bring up and the wonderful research a lot of us do, you know, it's just amazing and just not enough time for everyone to do all of it, so
yeah.
We share here at the RBN family, and it's kind of fun, you know. But
yeah.
Your calm demeanor, Chris, is what's so attractive. You know?
Right on. I try. It doesn't always, you know, the on-air thing is a thing, but then the off-air thing sometimes,
Yeah,
Mitzi, you can probably attest to that, maybe.
I can. And Mer, I just wanted to share with you that last weekend I actually was in a store in Phoenix and I bumped into an early birthday present for myself that I couldn't resist buying. I found a shawl that had dragons embroidered on it, and I had to have it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Wonderful.
I had to share that with you.
Yeah, I was born on the tail end of a tiger year, so I don't know, the only thing really fitting would be back when SO, now Exxon, with a double cross in the middle right there, had the tiger tails, and my father, when I was a child, they had the tiger tails, you know, a little plush thing that you could tie around the gas tank lid and have that flapping in the breeze, let everybody know you were buying. So, it's true that the different, they've been around a long time, the Chinese, and observing too, and it's fun to see how those things correlate.
Very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I'll quit using up your time now.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mer.
Much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fun stuff. You guys could probably chat for a while. I could just step out of the way.
I thought that, too.
You ladies probably have a fun chat.
Oh, it's also interesting. Also interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Happy Jelly Bean Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, do you have a thought? Do you have a sense of... I mean, do you want to lay odds on whether or not we'll see Scottie Scheffler in Sunday Red next week?
You know, I was thinking really seriously about that. I'm going to say yes.
I think the only reason that wouldn't happen is because, you know, conflict of beliefs, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I don't know. I can't say. I'm not going to try to, you know, speak for anybody or divine anything, but, you know, Scotty has said when he's asked, he's been asked a couple of times, you know, something along the lines of, are you a Tiger fan? And he says, I'm wearing his clothes and I'm playing his clubs. What do you mean? Am I a Tiger fan? I don't understand what you mean. What is the point of your question? So, you know, if you've been watching him and paying attention for any length of time, you know those things are true. And he doesn't fangirl out, but he's aware, and he's a bird of a slightly different feather. Mm-hmm. Tiger has been generally sort of pigeonholed as a Buddhist, attributing that largely to his mother. Scottie Scheffler is a very I don't want to say outspoken, but I mean he's not bashful about his Christian faith, and it means more to him than a badge that he wears on his sleeve. Ted Scott, his caddy, is a Christian. They do Bible studies together. He does that with some of the other guys on tour, some of the, you know, so, you know, that's different, but there are, I think, many similarities, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm very, very curious to see what happens come May Day.
Me too.
So, and you know, I don't know. I mean, I really think there's an effort to destroy things that are beautiful and good and, you know, love and grace and mercy and all of those things that the Bible tells us are from God, which means it's an attack. It's a direct and open attack on God Almighty. But you know, I think this is sort of included. And I, you know, I was asked recently if Tiger went to live, you probably would never watch another televised golf anything ever again, would you? And I said, yeah, probably not. Absolutely, probably not. Because, you know, again, I think we discussed it last week, right?
Yes.
It wasn't that they left, it was how they left.
Yes.
And that's the issue. And the funny thing is that keeps just getting swept under the rug. That's the elephant in the room that crowds out all of the oxygen and no one talks about it. Well, you know, we need to make a... Okay, well, what about the lack of character and integrity and the money grab? I mean, I think Brandel Chamblee has been proven right in his remarks in that regard. And I think they're, like I said last week at the Masters, I think their underwhelming performances really speak to the long-term effects of the crisis of conscience they're all experiencing because of that.
Exactly. And the beauty of golf, honestly, is you cannot hide your character in golf.
Yeah, no. It'll come out in the wash somewhere eventually.
Yep.
Rat farts. Spalding.
There you go again.
What did Ty shoot? 71 or something? I think it was more like a 68. Oh, okay. You should improve your life, sir. Yes, winter rules. Anyway.
Yep.
No, it will come out eventually. That is definitely one of the best aspects of golf.
It is. It
you can't is. Hide.
And so, you know, to have a business that is founded on, you know, the falsehood of the whole thing, you know, like you said, the money grabbing thing, you know, it just can't be good. It just can't come out good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Nelly Korda won over the weekend. And, you know, speaking of the stuff that I was talking about, she's wearing painted on stuff and then they jump in the water and she gets out and her painted on stuff really looks painted on. It's just not okay. And I've said it many, many times. It was called the PGA because gentlemen's was assumed. It was called the LPGA because it's ladies. It's the WNBA, women's basketball, but it's the LPGA, ladies. So, you know, we should hold on to those things that are good and right. Virtue is good. You know, integrity and character are good. Another Monday in the bag. Thank you, Mitzi.
Well, kudos to you for staying out of the rabbit hole and out of the dumpster, Christopher. I'm proud of you.
Mostly. That'll do it, folks. I hope it was informative and perhaps entertaining. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side. Hey, that was impressive.
I was just getting ready to roll again when I heard something behind me.
Yay.
I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, "Hello, boy." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Looks like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep on."
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.